A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Of this much I assure you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter of the law, not the smallest part of a letter shall be done away with until it all comes true. That is why whoever breaks the least significant of these commands and teaches others to do so shall be called least in the kingdom of God. Whoever fulfills and teaches these commands shall be great in the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Which Jesus do you like best? The Jesus who forgives sinners, who lets the adulterous woman go, who forgives Peter three times for his three denials? The Jesus who reproaches the Pharisees for creating heavy loads of legal observance and doing nothing themselves? The Jesus who is tolerant of his disciples breaking the Sabbath by picking grains of wheat and eating them on the way? That Jesus? Or the Jesus we hear speak today? I assure you, not the smallest letter of the law, not the smallest part of a letter shall be done away with until it all comes true. Whoever fulfills and teaches these commands shall be great in the kingdom of God. Father Benedict Viviano, in his commentary on Matthew in the New Jerome Biblical Commentary, says that these verses are the most controversial in Matthew's Gospel. He says, the problem arises because the plain sense of the words is that Jesus affirms the abiding validity of the Torah, but contradicts Paul, who says in Galatians, second chapter, a man is not justified by legal observance, but by faith in Christ, for by the works of the law no one will be justified. Or again, in the third chapter of Romans, we hold that a man is justified by faith apart from observance of the law. So, what do we have here? A contrast of images of Jesus, or a flat-out contradiction in the scriptures themselves? I'm thankful that I learned at an early age, as a teenager, arguing with my Lutheran friends about faith and works, the church's usual response to these questions of either or. Is God one or three? Yes. Is Christ human and divine? Yes. Are we saved by faith or works? Yes. Is Jesus forgiver or a stickler for legal observance? Yes. Although before we say yes to the last part of that final distinction, we should note that this saying of Jesus is located in Matthew's Gospel right after the Beatitudes, where Jesus lays out a new kind of vision of the kingdom, as it were, a new law. These words confirm that Jesus does expect his followers to follow God's will according to the vision that he lays out. In a way, St. Anthony today gives us another example of this embracing attitude of the church towards apparent contradiction. St. Anthony was known in his own day as a great teacher famed for the clarity of his doctrine in church devotion. After his death, he's become one of the most popular of the saints, and not because of his brilliance. He's prayed to by people who lose things. He's patron of the starving, of the barren, of amputees, of animals, boatmen, expectant mothers, fishermen, and a whole host of other causes. For you see, as far as doctrine and devotion are concerned, the church embraces both. And that is the church's lesson for us today. Is Jesus forgiveness itself, or someone who expects those who believe in him to do what God wills for their lives? Both. Let us pray today to St. Anthony that he will help us to use our minds and hearts to grow in the knowledge and in the love, in the practical love of our